In Matthew 14, verse 13, it says, Jesus heard it and departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. This is right before he feeds 5,000 people. When Jesus heard what? You know? Right then, he had just found out that John the Baptist had been beheaded. I think he might have needed to just get away and grieve. And you know what happened? A whole bunch of people followed him and said, gimme, 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 heal me, heal me, heal me. Pour out, pour out, pour out. Oh, and feed me. Doesn't that happen sometimes? I mean, life is so busy. You're women. You're running the house. You're taking care of your husband. You're taking care of the children. You're working the jobs. You're handling the finances. There's so many things. And you just need some time to heal. You need some time to grieve. And too often, women don't let themselves. Too often, we try to stuff it away. Say, I don't want to feel this. It hurts too much. And too often we compare, you know, how we're feeling towards the other person that might be feeling it as well. I know 90% of marriages that lose a child end up in divorce. And praise God, my marriage lasted through our loss of our daughter and our miscarriage, but it wasn't easy. Hadn't been through a divorce already and known that you need to invest in this relationship as soon as anything starts going wrong. You've got to constantly be tweaking how your love life is going, because if it starts going off to the side, it's too easy for it to just be gone. And when you're dealing with your emotions, such great ones as grief, I mean, there's temptation to say, oh yeah, you get to go to work and think about other things. I'm still here trying to take care of children. I'm missing one. What could this comparison do? None. All it does is suck you down the drain into despair. Every person deals with it, what they got to deal with on their own. And you've got to give each other room. You've got to let yourself grieve, and you've got to let other people deal with it the way they need to deal with it. Jesus did give. He got away, and when he was interrupted, what he saw in verse 14 is that he was moved with compassion for all these people, even though he was hurting. And that's how he wants us to be. The Bible says, I think it's in Hebrews or Romans, that we are to weep with those who weep and to rejoice with those who rejoice. Amen. And you know what? There is nothing more bonding than when you can be happy for someone who's happy when you're in your grief. And when they can give you the grief that you need, allow you to grieve. I mean, when I was, I first lost Rebecca, I was pregnant with two of my sister-in-laws, one from each side of the family. And so Rebecca has two cousins that are 6 months older, younger than her. And I remember one day in particular when I was changing my little niece, and it hit me. Let me know that the waves just come, like, unexpected. No idea. Like, I was fine. What just happened? All of a sudden, I'm changing this little baby, and I couldn't finish. I just was crying uncontrollably. And my sister-in-law came over. She finished changing her baby. She told me, go for a walk. And she just let me grieve. She didn't come running after me or try to make it all better. She didn't do the things that we think we should do to help people that are hurting. She just let me. She believed that I could handle it. And that's what we need sometimes, isn't it? And that's one of the things that God would say to me over and over and over, is that, because see, we were leading a youth group, and the youth group was having a really hard time with the fact that their leaders just lost a child. They didn't know how to deal with that. And they kept, you know, questioning their own faith. Why would God do that to them? They're such good people. And I lost my train of thought. Where was I going with that? Happens, doesn't it? I had a really important point there, but it's gone. I'm sorry. It will come back. She was. Huh? I still can't recall it. I'm sorry.
Let's just pray for her right now. You know, standing here in front of a bunch of people and bringing a delivery, it's not an easy thing. And I know that she's prepared, but I also understand that we're human, and I want us to pray for her so that God would give her clarity of thought. So let us stand up and just extend your hands. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this life, God, who is willing to come here today and to share about your greatness in the midst of trials, God. Father, you have a message that you want to give out. And so, Father, right now I pray for her that you would give her clarity of thought. God, I pray right now that her words would be clear, God. Lord, that you would just flow through her, God, that you would manifest your compassion, Lord, and your message to those who are here today, Lord. We love you, God, and I know she does too, Lord. And so, Father, we just commend this over to you, God, and we thank you for what you are going to do through her in our lives, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Take a deep breath and do it. Take a deep breath and do it, girl. You can do this.
Well, that's pretty cool because, you know, one of the things I wanted to do was, you know, remind you that when you're hurt, and one of the best things to do is to pray for somebody else, take care of somebody else. But don't let that become a decoy of dealing with what you're dealing with. So, I still don't recall the youth group thing, but it will come back. Thank you. So, sure.
I just really feel compelled that God wants you to know He has positioned you in this place at such a time as this.
Amen.
And you have the Word of God in your mouth, and as you speak the oracles of God, you're going to minister to these ladies.
That's right.
And so you need to know that, and you need to walk in the confidence that God has given you, because you are a blessing to these women.
Right.
Thank
you.
And I believe that. And I want you to know that I will get ministered to what you speak to.
Amen. Thank you.
Katrina, because she spoke out, now I know I'm supposed to. I see a lot.